Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, time now for some Cowboys Twitter here. Top tweets going viral about America's team from America's team. A segment's brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car or truck wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. With Frankel & Frankel, there is never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. The Frankels are the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. Okay, let's hit it. Thanks to Stephen Jones, who just joined us at the top of the hour. If you want to go back and listen with the Odyssey app or YouTube, Twitch, something like that, with the instant rewind functionality, you can get that done. Breaking news out of Philly: Lane Johnson, Jalen Carter, still out. So you can pretty much book it at this point. They're both going to miss the Raiders game. And I don't know when they're going to be back. You know, the Jalen Carter thing, there's pretty much been no updates on his procedure on both shoulders that we had. That story for you last week, I guess last Thursday. And then with Lane Johnson, thought he was going to be back this week. That's where all the reports were suggesting he was targeting. But maybe next week when they face their the Commanders for the first time in a three-week period, they're going to get Washington twice here to close down the season with Buffalo sandwiched there in between. So you can keep your fingers crossed on the best possible scenario there, because the trend's holding that you take Lane Johnson off the field for the Eagles and they suddenly become a pretty bad football team. And the same trend's holding for Jalen Carter as well. It's a massive, massive blow to their defense. Isn't it fascinating that A.J. Brown all year complaining about not getting targets, and they were, what, 8-2? In the last three games, he's recorded 100 yards. They're trying to get him the football, and they have lost all three of those games. I think that's just, you know, another clear sign of their dysfunction. And, you know, they got so much going on here. It's such a juicy storyline. Okay, speaking of juicy storylines, this Trayvon Diggs thing is top three stories of the year for the Cowboys. He was asked if he sees a future in Dallas past this season. Of course, I love Dallas. At the end of the day, it's a business. Whatever happens, happens. I would love to be here. I love everything that comes with Dallas. I love the relationships I've built here. If that's not what it is, it's not what it is. He was asked, are you going to play on Sunday? He said, you're going to have to ask the coaches. Guys, I think what happened here is after everybody talked bad about him, he decided to come out swinging himself when he got back in town and talked about the coaches at the beginning of the season, talked about the training staff. He has not been shy with his opinions. I just think he made so many people dislike him, and the Cowboys organization values the coaches' opinions apparently enough to let them dictate this. But as rough as it was against the Giants, bad. Against the Bears, one, you know, critical mistake early in that football game that puts you behind on the scoreboard. There's no way he's worse than TreQuest Bridges and Reddy Stewart. I think they are actively taking down their win probability because they don't like a guy.
Yeah, but I think it's more than just not liking a guy. I'm sure there's a lot of guys that they don't like, but they carry themselves as professionals and they do what they're supposed to do and they're good teammates and they show up and do their job and they don't get to the microphone and call out the scheme and all these other things. And they approach rehab seriously and all that other kind of stuff. So I think the Trayvon Diggs thing, I got no problem with them. Because one, I mean, let's not talk about Trayvon Diggs like he's some all-pro corner.
He hasn't been good this year.
He's kind of just a dude. So would they be more willing to put him on the field if he was just intercepting balls at a ridiculous rate? I think they probably would. But when you start to balance the type of teammate that he is, type of professional that he is, and the just sort of average player that he is now, it's not worth putting him on the field when you're trying to build a new program and a new culture and accountability and all that kind of stuff is important. So, I mean, maybe they're sacrificing a little bit here in the short term, but big picture, I like what they've done to this point.
If that's what it is, you know, and maybe that contributed to their decision to move on from Micah Parsons, like, we need guys who are helping actively row the boat, not sitting in a little dinghy outside the boat pretending like the team doesn't matter to them, and there's a long-term payoff to it, I would absolutely love it. At this point in the season, you're -8 in the turnover differential. Every time Shoddy takes the podium, he's talking about turnovers, and you have no hope of doing that. You know, not with these edges, not with these corners, but Trayvon Diggs is your only chance of fixing that right now, right?
Yeah, I think your chance of fixing that is actually getting a pass rush that can work for you. Because if your pass rush is going to be as bad as it was versus Detroit, then it doesn't matter if Diggs or anybody else that you have on the rosters out there, you're going to get torched. So I get what you're saying. There's a lot that this defense needs, and in theory, Diggs can provide some of that. But it's all just theoretical at this point.
Yeah, I don't think he's going to play. I think they're just dragging this out and avoiding talking negatively about him in hopes that they could like make some sort of trade in March happen. Or if multiple injuries do happen and you got to put them out there, they don't want to further burn the bridge and create more resentment. But I think the return to practice window angle is the next really important story on this timeline, because if you don't bring him back by next Sunday, then he will be gone for the rest of the season. Then if you do have those injuries and going into the playoffs, you won't be able to activate him. So from my perspective, shoot, I mean, all these roster spots are important, but I'd activate him and just have him basically benched for the rest of the season by the time we get to next Sunday.
Well, I guess then you would have just never opened the window.
That, right?
If you didn't intend on him actually coming back, then you would have just never opened the window for his practice.
Yeah, I mean, I think they intended on him.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
To come back, I think he just hasn't done what they've wanted him to do in practice. You know, whatever it is, if he's not, you know, practicing to the standard of what Shoddy wants, if he seems a little bit checked out, whatever it might be. I mean, even Steven alluded to it there. Like, is he doing everything to their standard? And so with him saying he's fully healthy, with him saying he expects to play, now you know if he's not playing, it's not health-related. I don't think they can hide behind that anymore. Now it is bigger picture. Now it is, okay, well, we don't think that you are going to be helpful on the field because you are essentially a bad egg in the locker room.
You're mailing it in.
Yeah, and we don't want a lack of effort or whatever it might be that's contributing to this. So, again, like, I'm totally fine with that if that's what the case is. If they don't think they can trust a player, same thing why Jaden Blue's not playing. They don't think they can trust him, so he's not going to be active right now. But, like, I'd love it if you could get vintage 2021 Trayvon Diggs, but ever since that 11-interception season, he's got 6 interceptions in 4 years. Like, that ball-hawking monster, and yes, the injuries contribute to that, but 2 picks through 11 games in 2024. He started off 23 great, but then, unfortunately, the injuries happened. Ever since 23, just hasn't looked like the same guy.
Yeah, he came out in 2023, like, determined to prove that he was a full corner, not just an interception guy, and he was playing better and was more committed to physicality. But things have gotten so sideways, and it can be difficult to get information as the season is going on. I would like a little bit more robust reporting on what he's not doing compared to others. Maybe it is every bit as bad as Jaden Blue, but George Pickens definitely has not been an ideal participant in practice and meetings, and it's at almost every turn the organization's making excuses and defending him. We've heard in multiple weeks this year that they did not have a good week of practice.
Sure.
Those guys didn't get benched. They weren't doing everything, right? So exceptions are made. And I said what I said about the robust reporting about what Trayvon Diggs isn't doing, because I need to hear it's you know, way above and beyond the failures of you know, other players on this team. And I just feel like the need is so big. I can't believe that they actually think he's worse than some of these guys that have gone out there and played corner for him this year.
Yeah, but you also can't, like, just forget about the fact that he found a way to concuss himself at home on a Thursday night.
Mistakes, like, happen. You know, things happen at the house.
I've never seen that before.
No, and I honestly, I think the Cowboys have held a lot of information and kept it private. I don't think Diggs can really complain about how he's been treated. I think he's lucky that he's still collecting a paycheck. They could have probably put him on NFI, and he wouldn't be getting paid right now.
So, I mean, without revealing what it was or digging into that at all, you just don't have any tolerance for guys that have an accident at the house? Like, injuries happen off the football field.
I think it's a case-by-case situational deal, and if you're a player where that's the only issue that it's ever come up, it's a totally different story to a guy that they've clearly had in the last 2 off-seasons frictions with based on how he's carried himself in the off-season by being accountable, being in the building, where he's done his rehab, has he shown up in the best shape, has he showing up healthy and ready to go. And then the play on the field matters. Like, the George Pickens stuff, totally fair. The late to meetings and all that. He did get benched. I think he's been fined by the team, but it's not like they're not playing him. But George is also crushing it on the field. Again, if this was like 2023 first 2 games Diggs or 2021 Diggs, I think we're having a totally different conversation. When you're performing on the field, you look past a lot of stuff. When you've been kind of just a guy, or you've been getting burned and not been very good, that's when it's like, is it worth having you active or not? And that's where Diggs is in his career.
Elsewhere on Cowboys Twitter, DeMarvian Overshown, no snap count. I don't know why we're saying pitch count, boys. There's a perfect alternative for football.
It's snap count.
It's a snap count. Yeah. 4 games in 18 days. Cowboys wanted to be careful with Overshown, writes Todd Atcha. Could be a new look at a linebacker with Logan Wilson getting more snaps. Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. You know, I think I'm looking forward to Overshown being turned loose and playing to his strengths a little bit more. Like, between playing man corners in zone and not blitzing DeMarvian Overshown, I think Matt Eberflus might be actively trying to get fired. Maybe he just doesn't want to be around here next year.
Fans would be thrilled about that. The official injury report did just drop. Guyton is officially out, so Nate Thomas is going to start, as Steven told us. Clowney, Diggs, Ferguson, all listed as questionable. Clowney was a full participant today, so that's great news. Diggs, Ferguson listed as limited, but those are the only 4 with injury designations heading into the game.
Josh, Joseph Hoyt posting Trayvon Diggs moving around well at practice. He also wrote that Josh Butler posted the other day that he is healthy as well. I think they're waiting to see if a spot opens up And if he is needed to be activated off of PUP, that is Josh Butler, a corner that played a half dozen or so games last year and was pretty dang good, could tackle all right. But they do have some decent depth beyond Trayvon Diggs there at corner. Jake Ferguson was with the rehab group, but as Stephen Jones and many others have said today, he is trending in a good direction. Joined us last night and said he should be fine. So Shoddy and the team optimistic that he will be good to go. Okay, let's dive in more to these storylines as Nick Harris, Star Telegram, joins us next here. It's the G-Bag Nation on your home of the Cowboys.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo, it'll create a custom website, it'll write social posts for you, and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.